4DAC listening. K4OIM. K4OIM. Walt, are you around? And 4DJC. Hey, Walt, how you doing? This is G. You were talking about your 450 not keying up. Have you got it fixed yet? Found something on the internet. I don't want it to be any different or not, but, does yours make the side tone when you key it, or and it's not transmitting?
I'm trying to cut this V off in my dog.
A few minutes, and just call me back in for DJC.
All right, I got the thing off. Now, what was you saying?
Does your 450, when you put the keyer in it, put it in the jack and turn the keyer on, does the side tone, can you hear it keying, but it's just not transmitting?
No, this thing's got a built-in keyer in it, but when I plug the paddle into it, it won't transmit. But it's also got a built-in feature where on the desk mic, the switch that you can change your frequency up and down, you can go in the menu and change it to where you can use that switch. And the thing, it will transmit that way. But it's aggravating as all get out, sitting here flipping that little switch back and forth. There ain't nothing like the paddle. I just can't get it off of that to go back to where, now if I go into the menu and switch it back to the key jack, that's when it don't transmit.
Reading here, somebody's having trouble with it. What I'm hearing here, reading here, is it says to, said plug your key in and press the keyer button on the radio, I guess. It lights up on the screen to confirm it and enables the side tone, but does not activate the transmitter. So in order to use it on there, you have to press the F button and then the Vox STO button.
I went through all of that, and it still don't go back. I think it's where I plugged in that SignalLink USB sound card, and it started transmitting on its own. And I had to just shut everything off and unplug the signal link before the thing would quit transmitting CW.
Telling me that, I thought it might be something simple, but it ain't nothing simple after all, I don't guess. Have you tried resetting the radio, or have you done that yet?
Done that a dozen times or more, but it won't come up. Now I'm having trouble with my computer. I got a brand new computer. I've had it for about a year and a half, and I'm trying to download the preamble net check-in off of Brawlers, and it keeps telling me that there's an error in the computer, and it's not letting me print. I don't know. It's just been one of them days.
I run Windows. I run a Mac, but I also run Windows. I want to tell you, Windows is the most aggravating thing I've ever done. I hadn't fooled with any Windows computers in years, but you have to have a Windows for the radio software and stuff, control software and other stuff. You have to have a Windows operating system in order to get to use the programs. Most all of them, you don't use the Apple OS stuff. It's all Windows based for the most part. So I had to get it added to my MacBook Pro and to be able to swap back and forth. But Windows is just aggravating as all get at it. Getting the drivers right and getting the daggum ports open right, it's just, I just don't know enough about it to know when I got a problem. All I know is once I got it fixed the way I want, I just don't touch it.
Yeah, I am. I usually lock my shack up when I leave. And my daughter and I left and went up to Charlotte the other week. And we come back home and my shack was open. I mean, it was unlocked. The door was closed. I came in and couldn't find anything missing. And I went to use my computer, and it came up on the screen something was wrong in the power supply. So I turned it around and took the side off of it. Somebody had came in here and took the CPU out of it. Of all things, that's the only thing they took, was the CPU out of my computer, and it was an old HP running Windows 7. So I had to go get another computer, and it's got Windows 10 in it, and man, that Windows 10 is so complicated, it's unreal.
Last time I had a Windows-based laptop, it was running Windows XP, I think, or XP2, and I had had one since then, and when I had to load Windows 10 on my MacBook Pro, I mean, that was a mess, getting all the drivers, because I've got like five or six kinds of programming software for the radios and scanners and stuff on it. Every one of them requires a different driver and different net framework and all that stuff. It was just complex. I had to look and look and look and look, and after I finally figured it out, I just leave it alone. Every once in a while, it still acts up. It's just, that Windows 10 is just so much different than Windows XP was. I knew how to I could make my way around on it a little bit, but I'm not being very successful handling Windows 10, because I don't want to get too involved with it, because that's the only thing I use it for, is my radio control and programming software, N4DJC for ID.
OIM for ID. On top of the computer, the printer, I've misplaced the CD that came with it to download the drivers, and I went on to Google, and I've got it all downloaded, but now it's telling me I got an error in the computer itself, but I got it one time to print out the alignment where it was aligning the heads in it, and then it said, to complete the alignment, take the sheet out that I just printed and scan it. And I can't get it to go. I got to start cooking here in about 15 minutes, or my daughter will fire me if she comes home and I ain't got dinner cooked.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. I got one printer I use. I had a bunch of them over here, and I got one HP I use now. It's an older one. It's a scanner printer. It's the simplest one I've ever used. And when there's something happens to that one, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'm going to have to go back to writing by pencil, I suppose. Because the new ones are just, some of them are real, they just a lot more than what I need. I just need something to scan something and print out something simple in black and white.
Had no need to have a printer till this came up. I've been shadowing all the net controllers. I'm thinking about taking over the Tuesday night spot, because David's having to fill in a whole lot since Karen, her radio died on her, and John's going to be leaving here in another couple of months, and Dave's already covered up. So I'm thinking about taking over the Tuesday night slot that Karen was running, and I got to download the preamble to the net, what all to say and all of that, and I can get it up on my computer, but I can't sit here and read that and look at the pre-net check-ins and see who's on EchoLink all at the same time.
somebody ought to be able to print. If you're having trouble printing out, somebody ought to be able to print it out for you. I don't know if I can get into that Blue Ridge website or not to get it to print out. Otherwise, I just print one out for you and mail it to you. But I don't think I can get into it. I don't have anything set up at EchoLink other than my phone. So I have a hard time dealing with that stuff anyway. I'm not very. I was out of radio for about 25 years, and all this stuff is really still new to me. So I don't really have, I don't have a good understanding. I mean, I got it on my phone, but I don't have it on anything else.
Got it on. John walked me through about 2 days ago how to get it up on my computer, and then I downloaded it to my phone, and on my phone it was just simple as it could be. But I've got all of that set up now, and I just I guess I'll ask Dave tonight if he can print me what I need up and just mail it to me. And I'm thinking about switching internet service anyway. I got Spectrum TV and internet, and they promised me the bill would never be over $98 a month. And it keeps going up and keeps going up. And I got a bill Monday, $286. So I'm going to let them have it.
$200. I got TV and internet too, but my internet is pretty fast with them. And if it wasn't for, I mean, I thought several times about just putting up a digital antenna and then keeping the cable internet because it is fast and dumping all the other stuff. But being inside now, there's just not a whole heck of a lot to do. We watch, my wife especially watches a lot of TV. You know, it's one of them things where you got 150 channels, ain't nothing on.
Yeah, they keep telling me, sending me a letter to me and congratulate me for upgrading my service. Every month I've been having to call them and tell them I didn't upgrade. And finally, we put a password in it because I watch my four-year-old grandson while my daughter's at work, and he's up there with the TV and the remote watching cartoons, and I thought maybe he'd switch channels, and where it says upgrade or cancel, I thought he might have been upgrading, but he can't even read. I thought he was doing it by accident, so I put a code in there. And even my daughter don't have it, so nobody has upgraded my service. K4LIM.
That's vicious. I tell you, the cable providers, they all of them, ain't none of them very good. I mean, AT&T is, they don't do anything. All they do now is, I think they may have some stuff, but theirs is so high, much higher than Spectrum is, and mine was, when it was Charter, they were a lot cheaper back in those days, but now they're taking advantage of people now. I was hoping one of these days that they'd pass some type of legislation we could just pick and choose, pay for what we wanted to watch instead of having to pay for stuff we didn't. In order to get some of the channels, you got to go up to the next tier, and that next tier is another $40-$50 more a month. So, I've been keeping an eye on it. Mine has steadily gone up in the last year and a half. From when mine was about $130 down, mine's $200. I think mine's $202 a month now.
The movie on, say HBO, they have it on a different time of day or night for about a month, and then they'll switch movies. But they take the one you got on HBO and put it on Showtime. And it's there for a month, and they'll take one off of Cinemax the next month and put it on HBO, and they just rotate them around. You done seen that one movie's going to play for five or six different stations, and it just ain't worth it to me. I can go over here at the pawn shop and buy an HD outside antenna with a remote on it and the remote control. I had one up, but I couldn't get my internet. I can get that thing and point it northeast, and I was getting 80-something channels on that thing, and it went about 10 feet off the ground.
These antennas and signals, you either get them or you don't. They ain't scratchy. They're just there. They aren't there. And I thought very seriously about doing it and just keeping my cable internet only, then paying for what I want to see. If I want to see something that ain't on there, ain't on regular channels, just paying for it or stream it or something. But I don't have, you know, now they gigging everybody for that now. But I don't have HBO or Showtime any of that stuff. I just got a regular, I think mine's called a Silver or something like that. I try to get as little as I could. And they rig it for you, so they may have one channel you want on it, and the other 30 channels they give you, you ain't got no interest in.
Got the basic package with internet. And that salesman had come out here and got me to sign up for it, said it will never go over $98. And it didn't for a year. Then it went to 117, and then the next month it went to 137. And then every month it keeps going up $15 or $20. And the only thing I watch on TV is the news. Other than that, I'm down here on the radio, or working on the radio, or doing something.
Tell me that if you go down here, I've got one, I'm in Anderson, and we got a spectrum office right down here, not too far from me. One fellow told me if you go down to the office and raise cane about it, and tell them you're going to dump them, they'll either give you more fast internet or cut your bill a little bit one way or the other, because the thing about cable is you ain't got no contract with them, and you can cut them off. It's not like, I don't want Dish TV or any of that stuff, I don't need that, but like I said, I got probably about 10 or 12 channels I like to watch, and the rest of them I can care less about.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sign off. I got to go in there and preheat the oven and get something going before she gets here. So I'm going to say 7-3s. I appreciate you trying to help me with this radio. So I'll be clear on your final, Jerry.
Okay, well, Jim, good afternoon. Cook something good. Now, I'll keep digging around. Maybe I'll be able to find somebody that's real, you know, that's a real expert on that 450. They will help me. My brother-in-law had one at one time, but I think he sold his several years ago. Anyway, Walt, you have a good one. Talk to you later, N4DJC Clear.